At World Dairy Expo, I am visiting with Gary Sharp. He is here in the Cattlemen's Beef Board booth. The beef checkoff is on display. And Gary, we've talked before. It's so great to see you. What are folks going to find when they come by to visit Beef Board?
Well, we have a great amount of information here, new recipes for people to try. We have samples of all beef summer sausage. We serve chili during the dinner time hours. And we're partnering here with the Wisconsin Beef Council, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and the National Beef Checkoff. And so we're sharing that booth, and we're just trying to tell everybody at a dairy conference that all dairy cattle certainly are beef cattle also, and it's important. So the checkoff that the dairy producers put in for the beef checkoff is utilized the same way as the beef producers do.
And it's very important for these dairy producers to know what you guys are doing with the beef checkoff, right?
Most definitely. They kind of wonder sometimes, I think, why they're paying a dairy checkoff and a beef checkoff. But that's two different commodities. And the beef checkoff doesn't help the dairy checkoff as far as the dollars. But as I said before, dairy is beef, and so we're all in this game together. So it's important for them to understand that. And we do educate people to that fact. Today, even in today's world, they really don't understand that. And so we're helping here to kind of explain that situation to them, and we're getting a lot of compliments on our progress that we do with our research and the new cuts of beef and everything else that come out with that promotion. And we're just trying to make it sustainable to beef producers and dairy producers to keep in business for forever.
Well, this is a good location to do what we call producer communications, as we're talking about. But, you know, there's a percentage of folks come through here probably aren't farmers, you know. I mean, this is an open show to people that want to come in. So we're reaching a good range of audience here, too.
A large audience. Everything from school children, mm-hmm. which we try to stress, of course, the importance of eating beef, and all the way up to elderly people that are not farmers, are not producers, and we need to make sure that they start to eat beef and continue to eat beef as a number one protein in their diet.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're looking at being a young athlete out there, I think having a little bit of beef in your diet and some chocolate milk to go with it is should be just about mandatory, in my opinion.
Beef and milk, I tell you what, that's what makes the body go and keeps it going. So we support both entities, of course, and a lot of us are in the same business. We milk cows, and we also, besides the dairy beef, we also feed cattle, too. So a lot of us are in the same business.
All right. Well, great to visit with you here, Gary, once again. We are at World Dairy Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.